I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, it is an understanding the lyrics episode. And if you are a regular listener to these podcasts, then you may have heard one or two of this type of podcast before, where I take you through the lyrics to a famous song. Hopefully this will improve your understanding of the song and also maybe teach you some new words, vocabulary, or maybe grammar. So today it is Dido's White Flag. So Dido is a British singer and songwriter. Her first main success came actually with Eminem when she sang the melody part of the Eminem song Stan. You might remember that song. But this one is one of her solo tracks and it's called White Flag. So first of all, what is a white flag? What does it mean? So the white flag, if you wave a white flag, then you are surrendering. It means or symbolizes to surrender. And in this song, she's saying that she will not surrender, which you will hear in the lyrics a little bit later on. So let's go from the verse where she sings, I know you think that I shouldn't still love you or tell you that. But if I did it, well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? So let's just look at that final part there. But if I didn't say it, if I didn't say I love you, well, I'd still have felt it. Now, when you see that I apostrophe D, this is the shortened form of I would. I would still have felt it. And it's important not to confuse this with I had. If it was I had, then it would be the past perfect, and therefore there would be a past participle. For example, I'd been or I'd seen. But this is I'd still have felt it. So it's I would still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? Where's the logic? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder or return to where we were. So hopefully that's clear. And then she goes into the chorus, which is where we get this quite symbolic, metaphorical idea. But I will go down with this ship, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. So let's look at that. I will go down with this ship. So to go down with the ship is to suffer the consequences as part of a team or part of a group. So if someone within a team has made a mistake, then the whole team should suffer the consequences, really. So I will go down with the ship. I will suffer the consequences of what has happened, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. So if you put your hands up, then you are surrendering. It's the white flag. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always will be. So she's saying that even though the relationship is over, she will continue to love this person. And then we move on to the next verse. I know I left too much mess and destruction to come back again. So too much mess. Now the word mess is an uncountable noun, so you need to say too much, not too many messes or anything like that. But too much mess and destruction to come back again. And come back is a phrasal verb to mean return. And I caused nothing but trouble. I understand if you can't talk to me again. And if you live by the rules of it's over, then I'm sure that that makes sense. So let's look at that last part. If you live by the rules of it's over, well, what does it over mean? It means it's finished, it's ended. And in the context of a relationship, if somebody says it's over, the relationship is over, then it's ended. The relationship has ended and the couple have broken up. Then I'm sure that that makes sense. And an important point about makes sense that I hear a few mistakes with, the verb make is the right verb to use with sense. So don't say the verb have sense. Something doesn't have sense, it makes sense. Okay? And then the chorus comes back again. And then the final part of the song. And when we meet, which I'm sure we will, all that was there will be there still. I'll let it pass and hold my tongue, and you will think that I've moved on. Right, let's look at that. Especially the final part. I'll let it pass. So to let it pass means to allow something to happen without noticing it or challenging it. I will just let it happen, let it pass. And hold my tongue. So hold my tongue means to remain silent. I won't say anything. And you will think that I've moved on. So moved on means to have recovered from the emotional sadness of whatever the situation is, like a breakup, for example. I've moved on. And then it goes back to the chorus. And that's White Flag by Dido. Hopefully that's nice and clear for you. Hopefully you picked up a few bits of grammar and vocabulary as well. Listen to the song if you get an opportunity, and hopefully it'll be really nice and clear, all those lyrics. So that's all for today's podcast. I will be doing more of this type of podcast in the future. But if you have any ideas or suggestions for my podcasts, I always like hearing from you. You can find my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.